Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. The presidential candidates have very different visions for the nation's energy policy, and Coloradans should pay attention. The state has a mix of coal, natural gas, oil, and wind, and lots of federal land, and that means it's uniquely positioned to feel the impact of either candidate's energy policy. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus has more.
One huge difference between President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney is the matter of federal lands. Like the Roan Plateau. This high stretch of land north of Rifle is prized by anglers, environmentalists, and energy companies, who believe it could hold a vast reserve of natural gas. But lengthy environmental reviews and lawsuits have stalled drilling.
The uniqueness of this landscape outweigh the need to drill for oil and gas.
Kurt Kunkel is with the Colorado Environmental Coalition. He motions to his left and points out the gas wells that already dot the landscape.
If you look out this way, we're basically surrounded by it. There's wells everywhere. So they're producing here. They're successful here. Let's just leave the top of the Roan Plateau alone.
It's lengthy battles like this that are a common feature of drilling on federal lands, according to Kathleen Scama of the Western Energy Alliance, an oil and gas trade group.
It certainly puts Colorado and the West at a disadvantage compared to other non-public land states.
Governor Mitt Romney wants to end that disadvantage. Here he is challenging Mr. Obama at the first debate in Denver, arguing that opening up more federal lands will help the U.S. become energy independent while also creating jobs.
On government land, your administration has cut the number of permits and licenses in half. If I'm president, I'll double them.
Across the country, permits and leases have fallen, but not as much as the governor claimed. Colorado would have been a better example for him. Drilling leases have fallen here by 81% since Obama took office. Though one big reason for that is federal lands here have lots of natural gas, which isn't as valuable as oil these days. But industry also complains that Obama administration policies meant to avoid lawsuits and delays by including more environmental review up front have actually slowed everything down. Industry spokesperson Scama says it's staggering how many days it takes now for the feds to approve a drilling permit, 307, when it was just over 200 days during the Bush administration.
That's an average. So a worst case is years. And that can be after you spent 7-8 years getting your environmental analysis approved.
To speed things up, Romney wants to give control of federal land to state agencies. It only takes the state of Colorado about 30 days to approve a drilling permit. Bad idea, says Pete Maysmith, director of Colorado Conservation Voters.
That's a core function of the federal government. So to abdicate that, I think would be a serious mistake. The other thing is, if you do that, I think you're very quickly going to overwhelm state government.
Maysmith argues that the state doesn't have enough inspectors to handle the wells it's supposed to monitor now, and he says it's important for the federal government to take its time.
It actually takes good study, and let's make sure that this is an appropriate place to drill. It's not going to have negative impacts, say, for example, on wildlife habitat.
There's another big difference in Obama and Romney's energy policy that's already having an impact in Colorado. The wind energy tax credit is set to expire at the end of the year. Romney has said he would not renew it. And that's prompted ads from conservation groups like this.
I'm Chris Mays, and I live in Pueblo, Colorado. Until a few weeks ago, I had a job building wind turbines. I got laid off because Mitt Romney and his friends in Congress want to eliminate tax credits for the wind industry.
5,000 Colorado jobs are supported by builders like Vestas and its subcontractors, and wind project developers like Michael Rucker, who runs UV Wind North America, based in Boulder.
To just let that die suddenly for the sake of a political campaign is not really prudent public policy.
But Romney argues if wind is to succeed, it must stand on its own, that incentives for wind, which cost taxpayers $1 billion a year, have distorted the market. For his part, Obama believes the tax credit is vital to save the manufacturing jobs of a fledgling industry, and he also points out that oil and coal companies get their own subsidies. With the economy being the issue, neither candidate has mentioned climate change all that much, to the frustration of climate scientists like CU Boulder professor Jim White.
Interestingly, this is one of those problems that gets worse and worse the less and less you do. So the more fossil fuels we burn, the more CO2's in the atmosphere, the bigger the problem's going to be. And ignoring it is not going to make it go away.
A problem highlighted not only by Hurricane Sandy, but by one of the worst droughts and most destructive wildfire seasons in Colorado's history, and a problem neither candidate will be able to ignore if they're elected. Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio News.